You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colton Musky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On NBA podcast for all your recent NBA news, updating you on everything that's going on around the league that you love to watch so much. Also, be kind enough to go on the Locked On T-Wolves Twitter account. That's at Locked On T-Wolves. Make sure you're checking that out for prior podcasts, for the recent updates on the podcast, Timberwolves news, all that good stuff. You can also check out my Twitter account at C Molesky, M-O-L-S-K-Y, to check out the podcast, prior episodes. Go back and listen to some stuff. There's great content in all of those shows, and so you can see how the Timberwolves are progressing. If you missed an episode, make sure to go check it out. Don't want to miss out on any of the Timberwolves content that's getting you prepped for each and every game. Go check it out. Today we're going to recap a little bit of what happened over the weekend. It was just one game against the Milwaukee Bucks, and then we're going to preview the LA Lakers game. It's the second game in the three home stint that is going down in Minneapolis. Bucks, Lakers, Jazz. The Timberwolves are hosting all of those teams. Make sure to get ready for all those games right here on the Locked On Wolves podcast. We're also going to talk about how the Timberwolves are progressing, what takeaways you can have from things like the Wiggins injury, his continued stay out, what's going on with Towns. We're going to jump into all of that. But first, let's get to the Lakers game. All right, so the Timberwolves are playing the LA Lakers tonight in Target Center. And it's going to be, I don't want to say a must-win game because we're still very early on in the season, but the Timberwolves desperately need a victory to bounce back, bounce out of this slump. The Bucks, they beat them up pretty bad. If you didn't see the game, 125-95 was the final score of that one. The Bucks rolling over the Timberwolves. They scored 30-plus points in two quarters of this one. The Timberwolves were behind the eight ball from the get-go. They never at any point led over the Bucks. Well, the Bucks had a 34-point lead at one point. First quarter, 27-16. Bucks kind of set the tone for this one very early on. Giannis didn't even have that dominant of a performance. 15 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. He was good. He shot 55% from the field, but he only took 9 shots. Wasn't really one of those games where he imposed his will over the Timberwolves. It was just kind of the group effort that seemed to overwhelm the Timberwolves. You had four of their 5 starters in double-digit points. You had Ilyasova coming off the bench for the Bucks. He had double-digit points. You had guys scoring over 5 points across their entire bench. Sterling Brown was the only player off the bench to not score over 5 points. But you had all kinds of help off the bench. From Henson, he had over 50% shooting. Snell, 42% shooting. DiVincenzo had 44% shooting. All these guys coming off the bench being super efficient, helping out the effort for the Bucks. It wasn't really one guy that stood out at any point. It was the combined effort of so many players on this Bucks team that outdid and outperformed the Timberwolves in this game. They ended up shooting 53% from the field and 41% from downtown. It was too much for the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves, on the other hand, they collectively fell apart, which was unfortunate to do at home against a Bucks team that has been really good, but the way they were able to hang with the Raptors, you at least anticipated them to be able to do the same with the Bucks. Nothing doing for the Timberwolves. You had Butler with 4 points. You had Okogie with 4 points. Teague with 4 points. The bench really was more helpful in this one maybe than most of the starters. Anthony Tolliver with 11. Derrick Rose with 14. Tyus Jones with 12. Towns 16 and 7 rebounds in this one. 43% shooting. I mean, it was a decent game, but especially when Giannis doesn't show up in a massive way, you really expect Towns to hammer away at this Bucks defense. A defense that has proven they're willing to let guys kind of go off and score. You saw them earlier this season struggle with Kemba Walker, and he put up 40 points against them. The Bucks defense isn't the stoutest group in the NBA. You can definitely find points against this team. And the Timberwolves just not able to find any sort of rhythm or consistency at all in this game. They ended up shooting 23% from downtown, even though they took 43 threes. Is this the same team that took the floor last year? Barely recognizable the way they attacked the three-point line. I like that, but you've got to be able to knock down some of these, and you've got to find some sort of rhythm. You had three starters, Butler, Teague, and Okogie, combined 0 for 14 from three-point land. You even throw Taj Gibson in there, 0 for 16. But it was a game that was out of funk from the beginning. Like I said, 27 to 16 was the score after the first quarter. You could tell that they were struggling early, which was not uncommon the way they played this season, struggling early in the first half of games, especially in first quarters. But to then jump into the second quarter and go down in just the second quarter, 36-22, you didn't see the same kind of offense that you'd seen from this team. Fast break points, only 7 points in that category for the Timberwolves. They weren't beating this team in transition. They weren't making them guard the entire floor. They were getting caught up in the half court. It was a really bummer of a game for the Timberwolves. And then when they tried to shoot their way out of it, they couldn't knock down shots from range. It was unfortunate, to say the least. And so going forward, what can the Timberwolves do? Well, it's not going to get easy against the Lakers. I know that maybe the stats that the Lakers have put up haven't been, the wins that the Lakers have put up haven't been necessarily impressive. They've only had a couple victories so far this year. And I know that LeBron James, you always have to look out for him, but there's a lot of youth on this team. Maybe you can say that you can slide past the young guys on this roster of the Lakers, but you have to look out for this team because of their offense. You can get buried awfully quickly by the Lakers. They are the third best offense in the NBA. Third best offense, third highest scoring offense in points per game, 122.3. And they are also taking a lot of three-point shots. I know the Timberwolves are as well, but they're actually making a decent amount of them. 10.3 made three-pointers per game for the Los Angeles Lakers. They're averaging 32.5% from three-point range. It's definitely a situation where the Timberwolves desperately have to find a rhythm quickly in this game, because if they go down early, the Lakers are going to keep piling on. And I know that the Timberwolves have been shooting fairly well themselves from three-point range. They're shooting 35% from three on average this year, and they're making around 10 threes a game as well as the Lakers. But the problem is that the Timberwolves can really get in these funks, can really get in these stagnated periods of offense, their guys aren't seeming to pull that. You expect Jimmy Butler or Towns to pull them out. The other day against the Bucks, you expect them to get pulled out by one of those guys. And in these games, it feels kind of a toss-up whether that's going to happen. Some games it does. You saw that against the Cavaliers or the Pacers. And in some games it doesn't. They just kind of were fine going away against the Bucks. And so when you can't consistently depend on Towns, especially against a team that where their center is going to be JaVale McGee for most of the stretch, and he has been playing well, don't get me wrong, but that's a matchup Towns should win. He's just more athletic than JaVale McGee. He should be able to take advantage of him a lot during this game and should be able to take advantage of that matchup. Instead, Towns has still not found a rhythm, still in a funk, still hasn't been playing like the Towns you expect or you saw from last year. And so it's really hard to go in this game with a huge amount of confidence. Andrew Wiggins, with this strange quad injury, is still questionable for tonight's game. You're not sure he's going to play tonight. It seems to be a toss-up. And you have Towns. You're not sure what he's going to bring to the table. And then Butler. He's been playing pretty well this season, but it is not encouraging when he just goes away for a big game against the Bucks. And so when you have a guy like LeBron James, where you have two teams where they rely heavily on scoring and heavily on their perimeter shooting to get them out of some situations that their defense gets them into. And both those teams are kind of in this same gray area as far as, well, they can score, but they're also going to give up a ton of points, and they can find these funks on offense. What are they going to do? To have LeBron James in one corner to pull that team out of whatever they're in is a major, major plus if you are the Lakers. And for the Timberwolves, it's kind of a detractor as far as, well, expecting them to just be able to pull this out because the Lakers have a bad record, because the Lakers are giving up a lot of points this season. If you're just expecting this to be one of those games where it's kind of a gimme, I don't know why you would with LeBron on our roster, but if you're expecting, because the Lakers' defense and because of youth, they're able to find themselves again in this game, this is going to be a tough game for the Timberwolves, and this is not going to be one of those games where they're able to come together against a poor defense. This is one where they're going to have to fight against a tough offense, and I'm not sure that a win is granted here. If you're looking at offensive rating, you see the Lakers pretty high up there as well. Their offense is not only playing at a high scoring pace, but it's also playing up tempo. Their pace mark is 106.4, and they have an offensive rating of 112.9. They're playing pretty efficient basketball. They're playing fast basketball, and they're able to throw a lot of points at you. Now, both of these teams are going to struggle defensively, like I said. They're going to struggle with another team and their scoring. There's points to be had, is what I'm trying to say. Both of those guys in defensive rating, you see 22-23 Lakers, Timberwolves, respectively, in defensive net rating. And so if you can get Josh Okogie going early, if Butler starts feeling his stroke right away, you can get guys off the bench early in the second quarter, late in the third quarter, guys like Rose, Tolliver, you can get those guys incorporating the game plan. You can get those guys in a rhythm and moving the ball and finding that transition offense again, finding that fast-paced, up-tempo offense again. Get the ball moving around the court. Make the Lakers run the full length of the court. If they are trying to get into some sort of defense, make that defense worn out. Keep them moving. That's how they win this game. You've got to get back to that pace. You've got to get back to that rhythm. Find that fast-paced basketball that has gotten them in games, kept them in games, and won them games this season. That's the key to this game. And I know I don't think Towns is the key, because I honestly don't know if you can trust him to all of a sudden lock in against JaVale McGee. Because you know what? He could have locked in against the Bucks. He probably could have put up like 30 points in that Bucks game. I don't think that there's anybody. Brooke Lopez is not going to slow down Towns when he's really locked in. And so if he's not going to lock in against the Bucks, I just don't know if you can bet on him to lock in against the Lakers. So I think the key here is in the guard play. I think that you have to have good games from not only Butler, but from Rose, from Teague, and Tyus Jones. All those guys have to show up tonight. And I think also you have to keep that pace going. You have to keep the game moving. You don't want to let it be a half-court game where LeBron James is able to impose his will on you and then play that half-court style. You want to force the Lakers into your style, into up-pace, up-tempo basketball. And the Lakers are good in space and pace. They're good in transition as well. But you know what? If they're playing your basketball, at least you're having a puncher's chance versus falling into their style, letting LeBron really control this game. That's what you don't want to do. That's what you have to avoid if you're the Timberwolves. We're going to take a quick break for some sponsors before we get on to what we should take away from this first. We've been in this about a month now, close to a month. What are the takeaways from this Timberwolves season thus far? Just take a broad lens scope of the six games we've had of the Timberwolves. First, however, we're going to take a break for some sponsors. Hey, guys. I know you're here because you love sports. You love basketball. I do too, but I also love not only just watching the games, not only reading and listening to people talk about the games, but I love going to the games. And what better way to find tickets for games than on Vivid Seats? Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. With Vivid Seats, listeners can watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person. Vivid Seats helps fans find their seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more, so you have plenty of options. Vivid Seats offers great prices and easy purchasing experiences. With the podcast code LOCKED ON, that podcast code again is LOCKED ON, listeners can receive $20 off orders of $200 or more. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Vivid Seats app, the Vivid Seats app, enter promo code LOCKED ON, that's LOCKED ON for the promo code, to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. All Vivid Seats confirms orders and are backed 100% guarantee. It's 100% guarantee, and you're getting a great and easy experience to go to concerts, theater events, or sporting events. Plenty of options, plenty of seats, and make sure to use that Locked On promo code. All right, so the Timberwolves are 6 games into this thing. 6 games. They're 2-4. Not the best mark. I got to say, with the start they had to this season, though, you kind of expected some turbulence, some shaky waters to start this thing out. So 2-4, I think, is kind of where you expected. You hope they were 3-3, maybe even 4-2 pulling out of this thing. But 2-4, I don't know if you can say you're flabbergasted by that mark for the Timberwolves as far as a record. Obviously, their offense has changed a lot. Obviously, their offense has changed a lot. They're taking a lot more threes than last year. They're making a lot more threes. Their three-point percentage is up. All good marks. They're one of the best offenses in points per game in the NBA right now. They're averaging 13, so a top 15 as far as the NBA. 112.7% points per game is what they're averaging. Their pace is solid. They're better in transition. As far as just stats and how they look at certain points in a game, this seems like all these changes are really good. Now, the problem, obviously, is they're not stopping anybody whatsoever. There's no stopping anybody on defense. They're really struggling not only to get stops on defense, but also just to get in the right spots. You see guys still the same problems as last year. You see sometimes there's laziness on defense. Sometimes there's lapses. Guys playing out of place, leaving guys way too open. These are the problems that they encountered last year that you hope they were going to be able to fix. But, I mean, again, with the turbulence over the summer, you have comments from Jeff Teague that this is what it's like to play a team that's been meeting up all summer, and we just haven't been doing that. You have Jimmy Butler, a big part of that is Jimmy Butler, the tension with him in the locker room, and then him wanting to leave. So, obviously,
you are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.